Matt Greenwood back with you on the Home Pulse and Spas End Zone Show, joined by our Applebee's player of the game, Colby Otta, the Jefferson Blue Jays. They win it in Chaffee 62-22. Two kickoff returns for a touchdown for this young man, one of the 67-yard variety and one of the 75-yard variety, that one coming at the beginning of the second half. Colby, why don't we just start with those, because kickoff returns for touchdowns are awesome. You got to run them back. Tell us what you were seeing on both of them and the experience for you getting those.
Yeah, the first one, it actually bounced in front of me before I caught it. So I caught it, and as I was catching it, I was telling the wedge to go, go, go. And that was the best I've seen the blocking on kickoff return all night. They made a hole well for me. And actually on both kick returns, Ethan Deal blocked the kid into the ground. And as I ran by, we made eye contact both times as I was running down the sideline towards the end zone. So it was pretty cool. The blockers got it done well for me tonight, and I was able to capitalize.
So your name is on the first two scores, then your name is on the touchdown that made it 28-6, and then the other one that made it 62-14. As for the runs and how those went for you, 44 yards and 54 yards, tell me what you saw on those as well.
The first running touchdown was just a power toss, and actually Drew Brees, quarterback, tossed it and led block for me right up the middle and picked up a good block, and I cut off it, and I went untouched all the way to the end zone. And the second one was a sweep, and I got outside, and Dawson Jackback led the way for me. And honestly, blocking all around tonight was probably the best it looked all season. Got to give credit to the big boys up front.
There you go. Man, what a great memory. Four touchdowns, and you recalled each one of them beautifully, so thank you for that. You get player of the game because of those impact touchdowns, and you just thanked the big guys, so I'm just going to avoid asking you, you know, who do you have to thank for that, because obviously it was them. So let's talk about the rest of your team. Man, what an arm Drew Brees has, huh?
Yeah, he stepped up great tonight. You know, Colton, our original starting quarterback, went down in the Valley game, and Drew Brees has completely taken it in stride. He's a special young kid, and I'm excited to see what he can do later in the season and next season.
Brandon Perry, recipient of two of those touchdown passes. Brandon Perry, we know, is very athletic and very quick. Who's faster, though, between you two?
I like to think I'm faster. You might have to ask him on that one, but I think I got him beat.
By how much? Like a half second, maybe?
I don't know. We've never actually raced head-on. My times are faster than his on the 40, but I think we should get a head-to-head race. I think that'd be pretty fun.
I think you could get the entire R7 community backing that up, coming out and seeing you guys race from one goal line to the other. But all kidding aside, you guys win back-to-back games for the first time this year. I asked Coach Rugley about momentum for you guys. How do you feel like this team, or do you feel like this team is ready to beat St. Vincent and ready to make a strong district run?
Yeah, we came out pretty rough in the beginning of the season, but I think we're starting to pick up some momentum, trying to get the snowball effect, and I think we're going to be ready for St. Vincent on Friday, and hopefully we can get a win down there and keep the ball rolling for the playoffs.
All right, good deal. Safe trip down these slippery steps and safe trip back home as well. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Colby Otter, Applebee's player of the game. Two kickoff returns for touchdowns, two rushing touchdowns as well. 62-22, R7 beats Chaffee on KJEF.